I'm Sam Jeppy, astrologer from San Francisco, with your daily horoscope for Friday, March 11th, 2005. The moon will be in Pisces today, and it will join a debilitated Mercury. Yet this Mercury will be exchanging energy with Jupiter, who is in Mercury's sign, in the sign of Virgo. This is called a Parivartana Yoga, which is an exchange of energy. And it adds stability and support to the planets involved, even though Mercury is in a debilitated state in Pisces. The fact that he is the lord of Jupiter, who is the lord of Pisces, in an exchange, they will support each other, because Jupiter is in Virgo and Mercury is the lord of Virgo. So it's like two people living in each other's houses. Even if these two people are enemies, if they're living in each other's house, they're not going to trash the other person's house, because the other person is living in their house as well. So even enemies will have a understanding when they're in each other's house. Mercury and Jupiter have quite an inimical relationship with each other, but they will agree to work things out for a while. And as the moon approaches this Mercury, the moon and Mercury in the same sign actually creates a few complications with our discriminative mind and our unifying quality of the mind. Mercury rules how we handle the details, and the moon, how we integrate them. So Mercury and moon together often creates a little bit of stress revolving around whether or not to harmonize our environment or whether to separate it and organize it. The moon will, very near the sun, what's called combust. It means that its rays are getting burnt up by the sun. If you look up in the sky, you can't see Venus today because its rays are being gobbled up by the sun. So it's invisible to us. And when a planet is combust, it's actually called an avashta, which is a way to classify the planet, and it's actually angry. And when Venus is combust, we may be a little bit angry because we don't feel appreciated. And on this day, which is ruled by Venus, we may be struggling with a little bit of non-appreciation issues, feeling as though the work that we do is not appreciated. Our relationships is where you can really feel the effect of combust planets. So we want to be careful not to be overly sensitive to not being appreciated by our partners, by our bosses, by others around us. So, but in general, this shouldn't be a serious problem. And overall, the mood of the day should be pretty harmonious. This exchange of energy between Jupiter and Mercury should be reasonably positive. Mercury is also the lord of the star Revati, which is sort of like the shepherd. It's the last star in the zodiac. Tomorrow is when the zodiac starts over again. So the moon is in the last degrees of Pisces, and it will start over again in Aries tomorrow. And in this constellation of Revati, this is where the shepherd leads the flock home, leading them home to peace and joy. So it's where the soul returns home after a long, weary journey. And this is supported. It's a great star for loving animals, being kind to animals. The mantra for today is Om Shum Shukrai Namaha, Om Shum Shukrai Namaha, Om Shum Shukrai Namaha. That's the mantra for Venus, Shukra. And remember, you are a child of the stars, so walk in the light, allow it to illuminate your path. Please visit my website at vedicastrologycenter.net, V-E-D-I-C, astrologycenter.net, with all kinds of information about astrology, readings, information, and other stuff. Make it a great Friday. Namaste.